Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a great day. Hallelujah. I am just so delighted. Hallelujah. It's a good day. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Isn't that a wonderful thing to say? Bless his most holy name. We give honor to God this morning. Adonai Elohim. Hey, the Lord God, this morning. We bless his name. We are eternally grateful to the Almighty God. Father, we are eternally grateful. Hallelujah. To be called a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. It's a blessed day. It's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. And we are grateful. We know that you're in control today. And everything that we need, you have supplied. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. What a wonder. What a wonder. Hallelujah. I pray you had a wonderful week, weekend, and wonderful worship service on Sunday, the Sabbath. You enjoyed your Sabbath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless him. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Glory. Thank the Lord for a smile on your face. Thank the Lord for a smile on your face. Hallelujah. Just smile. Say, God got it. That tried to come up again. Say, God got it. God got it. Thank you, Lord. I know you have it. Thank you, Lord. God got it. God Almighty, he got it. Just keep, I belong to God. God is with me. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, now, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and yes, we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray, and we just love taking it to our Father in prayer. We just love. Yes, we do. It's a privilege and an honor. Yes, it is. It's a privilege and an honor to pray. Hallelujah. And we don't take it for granted. We are so humble. Hallelujah. So we're so delighted that you joined us this morning. And as I often say, if it's 100 years from now, if it's 10 seconds from now, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Yes, we're just delighted, precious one. We are so delighted that God led you to tune in. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. It's a good day. You know, I have quite a bit I want to talk about. And I pray the Lord will allow me to share. And just some concerns. And we really need to take it to the Lord first. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father. Ooh, glory. Father. Hey. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Father. Oh, my sick. Oh, my. Ooh, glory be. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Father, whoo, glory, our Father, oh, goodness, God, our Father, whoo, glory be to your name. Father, Father, in the name of Yeshua, hey, Yeshua, oh, God, Father, oh, God, oh, God.
Father. Woo. Thank you. Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Hebesekor, thy most holy name. Oh God, our Father, hallowed be thy most holy name. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh God. Woo, glory. Father. Our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for your kindness, most holy God. Oh, you are majesty on high. Yes, you are. You are the sovereign Lord. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, you're God all by yourself. Oh, Lord. Oh, maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. How excellent is thy name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father. Hey. Oh, God. Our Father. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father, our Father. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Father, our Father. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Oh, God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you that you're our help and our shield. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your joy. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you allowed us to get sleep, sweet sleep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you allowed our body to, oh, God, to heal itself. Oh, God, thank you for the physical healing and the spiritual healing. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, remove everything and anything that is not of you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our deliverer. Yes, you are. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. You are our deliverer. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You are our peace, our joy. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You are our confidence. Yes, Lord. You're faithful to us. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you perfect the things that concern us. Yes, you do. Oh, glory. You are our healer. Yes, you are the doctor. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, you the judge in the courtroom. Yes, Lord. You're a lawyer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. How we bless you. Oh, God. I come back to the Yosa. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. You're the mind regulator. I regulate the minds. The doctors. Oh, God. Somebody regulate their minds. Let them do good, even in spite of themselves. Oh, God. Oh, touch of Almighty God. Every doctor in these United States. Touch them, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you see the state of affairs in these United States. Oh God, root out hatred. Root it out, Almighty God. Oh God, oh God. Step in the minds, Almighty God. Show yourself strong and mighty. Let them bow down to you, God. That you are in control of all power and authority. It is you, God, that raised up one and put down another. Oh, God, your children are crying out before you. But we need you, Almighty God, in these United States. And in all nations of this world, thy will be done, Almighty God. Let your will be done, Almighty God. Let there may see and understand that you're God all by yourself. And man is just dust. Created by you. And that you are the one that's the giver and the receiver of life. And your will be done. But we're crying, your people are crying out to you, God, for help, for safety. We thank you for being our hiding place. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, great God. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing those that are sick. Father, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for comforting those that are moaning. Almighty God, those whose hearts are breaking and feel as if they can never be whole again. Oh God. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging them. Almighty God. And comforting them, and holding them, nothing is too hard for you, glory be to your name, holy God, touch marriages, let there not be enemies, sleeping in the same bed. Shamba Kadeleosa, Rima Sedeleosa, Rabba Kabadeleosa, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his holy name. We thank you, hallelujah, for food on the table. We thank you for granting traveling mercy. We thank you for putting a canopy over the schools and over the pathway to and from the school. And when the students get home, we thank you for a canopy of safety. Almighty God, we thank you for food on the table. Almighty God, glory be to your name. We thank you for those, God, giving up hope and living in some of the direst places. Almighty God, walk through, send help from the sanctuary. Gather your people. For all souls are yours, made in the image and the likeness of you, Almighty God. Somebody else. In a safe place. Let them hear your word. Give them hope. Almighty God. Joy. Peace. Hear your wonderful voice. Almighty God. Almighty God, hallelujah, protect the innocent, Almighty God, every young lady, oh God, I bless God, every young lady, oh God, raise them up, cover them, and protect them, Almighty God, even from themselves, wipe off their crowns, Almighty God, Almighty God, pull them out, save, give them a way of escape, a safe place, Almighty God, somebody, send help from the sanctuary, Almighty God, somebody else, cover them, somebody else, oh God, every young black man, oh God, let him, see his greatness through your eyes, Almighty God, may he honor himself, Almighty God. And honor every black female. Almighty God. Let her eyes open and see his greatness that you have ordained. Respect him, Almighty God. A mutual love. Oh God. And respect for one another. Upholding one another. Almighty God. Marriages. Honoring marriages. Almighty God. Oh God, strengthen us, those that are in Zion. Oh, the fivefold ministry, blessed and the deacons and the bishops, Almighty God, the elders, the administrators, Almighty God, oh God, the missionaries, on the missionary fields, oh God, oh Lord, remove all tricks and schemes, Almighty God, those that are being persecuted at this moment, stand in their defense, Almighty God, you see the injustice, Almighty God, you see the injustice, Almighty God. Oh God, oh God, help us all. Oh God, have mercy on us all. Oh God, oh God, oh have mercy on us all, God. Oh God, open our eyes that we may see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our hiding place. Thank you for being our true foundation. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us a hunger for your word. Thank you for giving us understanding, knowledge, and clarity of your word, your will, and your way, God. Almighty God, your plans. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Open our eyes, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, Almighty God. Oh, in the countries where there's darkness, oh Lord, we ask that you shine a light from heaven. Woo! Glory in this. Dispel the darkness. Yes, Lord, dispel the darkness. And Father, we in these United States say we have a mighty army, but it is of no effect, Father, if you, Father, are not with us. My God, if you're not guarding the four corners of this nation, the above and beneath, Almighty God, oh God, our God, oh God, our God, nothing is hidden from you, Almighty God, oh God, we thank you for being God of this nation, and we thank you that you're God of the earth, Almighty God, for the earth belongs to you. It is you who called the earth into existence. We thank you, Lord, every nation where there's darkness, shine your light, Almighty God, so bright that they cannot be denied, that you cannot be denied. Oh, God, woo! Glory, hallelujah. Father, be no backlash, whiplash, and persecution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Remember Mother Dunlap and her family. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Scott. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. The Cottle family. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters in Kenya. Yes, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, Almighty God. Help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. brothers and sisters in these United States, his properties and his territory. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Love us, God. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you for peace on the job. Yes, Lord. Peace that passes all understanding. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for healing the body. Hallelujah. All those who are having to have to take chemo, we ask, Father, that you sanctify, remove every offense, remove every side effect. Hallelujah. Let it do good and bring no harm to the body. Bring no harm to the individual psychologically. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Work through the doctors in spite of the doctors. Oh, let them give the right diagnosis in spite of their weaknesses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help those, Almighty God. Sit those down who will not be compassionate and who are prejudiced, Almighty God. Sit them down. Let them do no harm or work through them in spite of their weaknesses, that they may see who they are and who you are. We ask that you encircle every medical institution, the schools, the boardroom, everything. Show yourself strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show yourself supreme. Almighty God. The insurance company. Hallelujah. Work for your people. The good of your people come forth in spite of them that will see and bring people to harm. Give them a heart of compassion. Or just work through them. In spite of them. Let the people not suffer. Almighty God. Because of greed. Almighty God. And lackadaisy. Remember Medicare. Medicaid. You know all about it, Almighty God. We put them all in your hands. Hallelujah. Not everyone is bad. No, Lord. But let not your people suffer because of the bad ones. And touch their hearts and let them have a Damascus experience so that they will have a heart of compassion and do what is good for your people. We thank you, Lord. Let them use the money that's been set aside for help. Let them use the money. Give them wisdom, Almighty God. Hallelujah. So many don't mean no harm, but they're just following so they can have a paycheck. Help them, Lord. Help them. If people are not able to make the right decision for one reason or another, we ask that you make the decision. Yes, Lord, in spite of them, Almighty God. We thank you. We praise your name, Almighty God. We bless your name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Just asking you to arrange things. Yes, Lord, and fix things. Yes, Lord. The innocent won't suffer. Almighty God. Oh, God, every area of the lives of your people and mankind. We need your help. Cannot fight these battles alone. Thank you for being our hiding place. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for the things that you have given us. Thank you for the love and the care. Oh, God. Thank you for your love and your care. In Jesus' name. Yeshua's name. You thought we were worth saving, and you sent your son. Fell, and you sent your son to pick us up and to restore us. And we are eternally grateful. You picked us up. You cleaned me, and you cleansed us from unrighteousness. Through the obedience of your son, we're eternally grateful. Oh my God, I said it here. Woo! None can turn their nose up at the other. But we all have sinned before you, God. Woo! God. Oh God, we've all have sinned before you. Yeah, God. But we are so grateful cleaning us up that you cleaned us up. Inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. What a joy. Hallelujah. You're our hope and we thank you. You're our hope and we thank you. So good to be called a child of God. Ask him to come into your life if you have not. And accept his son as your savior. Hallelujah. 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 I pray. I ask God. Those who have given their life. You who have given your life to the Lord. That God. You will hear the voice of God. To lead you. Into the place. The church. The fellowship that he will have you in. That you can grow and learn of him. And you won't be caught up in Trinity sayings nor philosophy. So, just the unadulterated truth of God. Amen. Amen. God loves you so much. He loves us so much. And he don't want us ignorant. He doesn't want us in a simple state. He want us to really enjoy this life in spite of the fact that it's a fallen. But Yeshua came and he is the door. He is the way to the Father. He is the light, and he is our life. He is our life eternal. Yes. That tree of life, Adam and Eve had to be placed out of the garden. Because if they had reached the fruit of the tree of life, they would have lived forever and unrepentant state. God is good. You don't understand, and it seems hard, but God is good. Never forget it. And God is with us. Oh, yes, he is. He's with us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you. We thank you. We belong to you, and we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We belong to God. You belong to God. You have to say that and know it. You really, really, really belong to God. Oh, my God. Not one person on this earth except Jesus, Yeshua. Perfect. So don't let no one put you down. No one. No one. Don't let anyone put you down. Every one of us on this earth needed a Savior, and sin stinks. Well, I didn't do that, but you did that. And you don't want God to open your closet door in public. Yeah, he cleaned us up, and we still do dumb stuff. Have to hold on to it. Every one of us has to hold on to God. Yes, we have some who are seniors, and they have come on over, but they have to be careful, mindful. You can get too comfortable. And you think you've got it all together. And when you look up, you find yourself on the other side of God's protection. We hold on for dear life. Yes. We hold on for dear life. And we take nothing for granted. Nothing, nothing for granted. That's why most seasoned individuals are, the less tolerance they have for foolishness. Don't want it a part of them. When you think, you think you this? No, but this is, if I'm saved, this is, if I have the new life, this is how, this is the characteristic of a person who has been born again. Oh, you think you so deep. What deep? I'm not drowning in it. Oh, so you shallow, right? All of that. Praise the Lord. God is good. Can you imagine somebody saying that? That something is wrong with an individual saying, God is good. Praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have to be doing all of that. Sometimes I'm going, people really have the nerve to say that? It's like, oh, we don't have time for all of that. Oh, okay. 1 John 3:8 says this, and we're going to go back to our regular, but listen to this. Let's do 7. Little children, I just love John. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, verse 10, in this children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever do not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother. I hope I was clear when, in my reading on that. That's 1 John 3, we did 7 through 10. And verse 6 says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Mm-hmm. 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 To abide in the Lord is to be dead to sin. The one who is habitually lives in sin has never been transformed by Christ. Mm-hmm. By Christ's life-changing power, to be exact. Mm-hmm. So sin, we don't say it's all right. It's not acceptable. It goes against your new nature. It goes against my new nature. The new life. You don't take it for a joke. You don't laugh about it because it's serious. And we have to repent for when we have laughed about sinful deeds and sinful acts. We have to repent when we have allowed ourselves to watch it on television. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because that's where so many people get their suggestions for evil deeds. I'm not saying that television is all wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we need to be mindful of what in our ear gates, our eye gates, what's entering in. So because we're born again, we must be mindful. Guard our gates. Because we are now new creation in him. So our walk, our talk is all different. But I know that we have to learn and mature so we recognize the tricks and the scheme. But we can't ever assume that we got it so and think that I got this. I don't have to worry about you setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up. We have to stay wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the Lord. You know, he's the one who fight our battles. He's the one that cleared a pathway for us. He is the one. He is the one. You'd be surprised at the things that you have not seen that have come up against you. And the Lord dispersed them. Your children. That one decision that could have destroyed their life, God wouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. So we thank the Lord. We're for his mercy and for his grace, his love. And that make us want it for everyone. And it is available to everyone. Want it for everyone and want no one to leave this earth without having accepted Yeshua the Christ as Lord and Savior. Just don't want it. No, we don't want it. And we don't want to cause anyone to stumble because we think we're so deep. Mm-mm. We don't want to do that. That's not a good place to be in. And I know some people say, well, she's always talking about that. Yes, because it's crucial. Do you realize you can be an instrument the devil. Talking about who? Not me. Yes. You can treat a person unkindly and you don't know their background. It's none of your business, none of my business. And they will go out into the world. Well, they were going to go out anyway. It's because of your deed, because of your word to them. You, we could cause someone to turn their back on God. And you'll never know it on this earth. And that's something you talk about how good you are. Have to be careful. Have to pray for those souls. Have to be very careful. Just your look and your attitude towards them cause them to leave out. Say, I don't want to have nothing to do with them because people in the world treat me better than this. And it's just the open door for the enemy to have his way with them. Think about it. We try to get so deep and a lot of areas, but something as kindness is beneath us. And you say, well, I'm kind. Ask my friend this. Ask sister. But what about that soul that you have caused to go out and may never come back again? Who caused that soul turn against his or her creator? My God, just tell the truth and stay in the house of God. Oh, she never say good things. That's good stuff right there. That's good. Because it's reminding us that we're not all we think we are. And we can hurt people. Have you thought about in your secret place, your quiet place, those thoughts that you have about people and you think God don't know them? He does. And they may even been allowed to know what you think. And God allows that individual to have enough love and patience with you. Bring it home. Hallelujah. So never think you're better, greater, more anointing, that you can sit in high places and turn your nose. But that individual that you may have put your foot on and think you've read them and you've been deceived, and God will show you himself and humble you. Yes, he will. Don't. We cannot. And we are in such a crucial hour. And say, well, ain't no sense of praying about it. We already know I'm moving on to something else. God already know this going to happen and that. That's none of your business. As an intercessor, We are supposed to bring it to the Lord. Hey, glory. We are to bring it to him. Hey, God. Bring it to him. His decision, Almighty God, is his decision. Yes, he said this would happen, but you are an intercessor, and you're supposed to intercede. And let God be God. When we see certain things, we shouldn't turn up. I'm back to that again. Our nose up at people. Because God is not that one that you placed in a box and you decide what he will do and what he will not do, how he does this and how he does. Do you understand? Do we understand? All of us has a tendency to do these things. We all do. And we have to. We stay in a repentant state that we don't hurt people and we don't hurt them. And then people leave and go into the hands of the enemy. And our names is written all over. And they were our assignment. And we were too deep. Please. We have to get serious. Yes, I like to laugh. Most, you know, I like to laugh. I like to be around my friends. And yes, there's some things that are shocking when you see, my gracious. But we have to still have to have compassion. But we have to say a word of prayer. Don't look and snigger. That's showing immaturity. But look and see beyond. But just say a prayer. Lord, help them. Guide them. That's what we have to do. Oh, my God. Let love abide. Let love abide. Let love abide. Think about it. God loved you. God loved me and still love us in spite of that meanness. God loves us. He doesn't tolerate us. He loves us. He loves us. Oh, my Savior, how we've reduced his gifts to tricks and schemes. Oh, my love. Have the audacity to say, do you know how old I am and what I happened to you? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help us, Lord. Know how we've been deceitful. Lord, help us. That's why we can't be ugly to people. And if we catch ourselves doing it, we have to stop. We have to, you know, ask God. On the job, if you're in charge, if you're over people, you can still be over people, accomplish the work, and not be nasty. If that job, you have to change your personality, then you might need to ask the Lord to help you so that then you don't have to alter who you are to hold your job. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to curse. You don't have to do all of that. God can give you a tone and people will love working and being a team with you. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. We don't have to be ugly. We don't have to be mean. We can just ask God to work it out for us. And before you know it, it's worked out like, when did that happen? God did it. Yes. Yes. I don't know why I got beauticians on my mind. You know, you can be a nice person. You can be a nice person. You can be a nice person. Yes, you can. Yeah. And just pray, ask God. You enjoy what you're doing? Mm-hmm. And I suppose you're a beautician and you're saved and somebody come in. You know, women sit in the chair and all of a sudden you get comfortable. You just start talking. And you prayed over that chair and asked God, whoever come in that morning, to bless them, meet their needs, you know, and that give you a word to say that would be comforting from him, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to beat them up with the word or nothing like that. You just talk about the children and this thing. And can you imagine you can just, while you're doing their hair, not wanting any harm to them, but pray and ask God to bless them, to help them. Can you imagine? She's looking good, but she's feeling good from the inside out, you know, and it's radiant. May even God give her a desire for you, you know. And it, oh, I just enjoy coming here. Oh, thank you. I enjoy being my client. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know it. Conversation about the Lord come real deep, and you can offer them Jesus. You know, however the Lord lead it. I'm just on this, we're in a crucial time. And we need to really pray. We need to pray, and we need to be loving and kind. So we can all get home and see our Savior's face. You know? Because God loves you. And God wants you to be strong to accomplish the things that he has set forth for you to accomplish your work in the kingdom. But it's all about love, because why? Our Father's love. Mm-hmm. he obviously, for God so loved the world, after the world messed up, he gave his only son. And here's the prayer that he had told Moses to have Aaron to pray over his people. Listen, and it's for you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Whole and completeness. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the joy and the confidence of the Almighty God. Go and let somebody know that God loves them too. Have a marvelous day.